Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Mark Striegel, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. How's everyone doing? It is the end of January almost. I'm recording this on January 27th. And yeah, last week's episode is kind of interesting. You know, we had John back in the fold. We had some drinking going on, hanging out at a bar in Jersey City, nonetheless, the place where we started the podcast back in 2005, a town or city that I used to live in, which has just sprouted Jersey City, man. It used to be kind of this little broken down place right across the river from New York City. And now it's like the skyline in Jersey City is so tall and intense. It really melds right into the New York City skyline to, if you're flying in on a plane or looking at it from a distance, they kind of just go together. It's a great, great part of the tri-state area, Jersey City,
for many years overshadowed by the town right north of it, Hoboken. But Jersey City's always been so much cooler than Hoboken. And it was fun to be back in that element, and not just geographically, but also with John and just hanging out and that kind of no agenda, kind of just talking. I thought Mike Marco was a good part. And, you know, I do miss that because that's what the podcast used to be. Really did. And I know some people don't like that. You know, it was more of a Wayne and Garth type of thing back in the day. And it's become more of a serious interview, although I think our interviews have always been good. My interviews, our interviews. You know, Emily came into the fold. Victor's been involved, you know. So, but at the core of it, it was John and I who started this. And I do miss him. And he always acts like he wants to get back into the talking metal element, and then it usually never ends up happening. But once again, he's talking to me about it. He wants to be wants to come back. You know, it's kind of like Syd Barrett when he showed up at the studio when Pink Floyd were recording "Wish You Were Here." No, it's not really like that. That's I'm being silly. But I love John, and there's always drama around John. You know, sometimes I go into it with you guys, but it's fun. You know, he's kind of a loose cannon, and you never know what's gonna go down with him. And I miss having him involved in the interviews. You know, a number of years back at M3, it might have been 2017, he kind of came back and did a few interviews. And I actually kind of felt like he was a little stiff. He didn't have his old flow back. And that's what happens when you don't do things for a while. But I'd love to have him back, even if it was on a monthly basis, as part of the podcast, because I enjoy it. And I find him entertaining. And I find the episodes with him entertaining. And yeah, so we'll see where it goes, right? So here we are, January 27th. I'm recording this, drinking some iced tea. It's the morning. It is 11 o'clock. We started the show with a little Warlock, Doro on the vocals there. And I saw them open for Megadeth back on the So Far, So Good, So What tour. I somehow got free tickets. I was going to Berklee College of Music in Boston. That's the place where I met John Ostrowski. And somehow through the school, I got free tickets. And it was a hot ticket back then. And the place was sold out. It was a smaller theater. Those Warlock opened up. And I specifically remember, you know, we're all a bit more free nowadays and liberal and stuff, but I don't know if that's the right correct word, but I remember Doro came out and lifted her arm in the air, and she had a big hairy pit, you know, armpit, which at those times, I have nothing against it, I think it's great, but at those times it was a little culturally shocking. Oh god, here's Pearl, what are you doing? She comes running into the room with like something in her mouth. What are you doing? She was in the unfinished part of the basement. Stay out of there. There's like rat poison and stuff back there. All right. So, but yeah, Doro, definitely, I found that shocking as a like 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid, because it wasn't something I was used to seeing, you know, in whatever that was, 1987, 1988. So, whereas nowadays, that wouldn't shock me at all. But for better or worse, you know, I'm just sharing things with you guys, you know, sharing memories. And I did, speaking of sharing, I did want to give a special shout out to Steven Saylor. Thank you, dude. He sent me like a care package, all sorts of great stuff, autographs in here by like Lance King, music, CDs, a bunch of good CDs. Thank you for the Queensryche CD, the Lance King CD, Steven, the pics, the sticker, the autographs. I love it. And this CD right here, Say V, and we had her on the podcast recently. This is the band Say V with the vocalist of the same name, Say V. Yeah, great stuff. I'm digging this CD. So thank you for sending the autographed, personalized autographed CD of Follow Me by Say V. And let's check it out. This is the title track off that CD right now, courtesy of Steven Saylor, one of our super, super great dudes that supports us on Patreon. If you don't support us there, please do. I just sent out some t-shirts and stuff to some of the new patrons, so watch for that in the mail. One going all the way over to the UK. So watch out for those. And again, thank you, Stephen, for your continuing support and for this cool care package of CDs you sent me out. I really appreciate it. This is Follow Me by Savey here on Talking Metal. Savey here on Talking Metal. Great stuff, right? Good stuff. Alexandra Zerner helping out with the production of that, playing some guitar. I don't know if she plays guitar in that specific song. Well, here, I got the CD. Let me open it up, see what it says. Yeah, well, let's see. Yeah, she is. She plays on that song. She was on track 1, 3, and 10. We had an interview with her, and we're going to get back to the interviews again. I've been a little fried on the phone or Skype interviews. I want to do more in-person interviews, and you know, this show has gone to many different places through the years, and I feel like it's time to kind of mix it up again. And sometimes that takes more effort, because to come down here in the basement and just turn on the microphone is pretty easy. You know, I got to edit it together and stuff, but to make the effort to go out, meet up with Jordan Ziff of Rat and do an interview with him, even to go out and meet up with John Astronomy and record a podcast with him, it takes a little bit of effort, but I like it. I loved the sitting down with Jordan of Rat in person. I loved hanging out with John. And sometimes I have to admit, sitting in my basement doing a phone interview, A, I don't like the way it sounds, and B, I really want to do more of this in-person stuff. So we're going to continue to do Skype and phone interviews, but maybe just not as much. All right? And we are going to work on maybe changing it up again, maybe changing up the Talking Metal podcast, which was started back in August 2005. So we're going on 15 years. Not there yet, but will be this summer. Will be 15 years of Talking Metal. 849 episodes. It's just insanity. I mean, and again, I said this, I think, on a recent podcast. At one point, I thought I was going to go back and I'd like, you know, listen to all of them again. But being that I'm 50 years old now, I don't have the time to sit here and listen to 848 episodes of myself talk. Soon to be 1,000, right? We'll be at 1,000 soon. Can you imagine that? And trying to stick with the Tuesday dates. That's always, we've strayed from that through the years, but that's always when John and I always aimed to have the podcast up. Talking Metal Tuesdays, right? So it's been a long ride, man, and a lot of great memories. I have to admit, you know, there's some weeks I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like turning on the microphone and talking, but I do. I force myself to, and it's work, you know. Most people I see put up these podcasts, people tell me all the time, I'm going to start a podcast. Yeah, do it. Go for it. But they don't last, you know. The average podcast, I think I read, lasts about 4 to 6 episodes, and then people just give up. And there's something about the consistency of it that you have to have to put out there. I mean, I think Victor Ruiz, my dear friend, I think Mars Attacks would be a lot more well-known and successful if he could just put that out there every week. But it's, you know, I know he's got a lot of shit going on, and it's tough. Oh man, yeah. So it's been recently tough for me. My professional work, you know, I've always been a guy who worked in the TV business, and I had a real big turning point because my TV work was slow. I was a staff producer at the Sci-Fi Channel for a long time. Before that, I years and years at VH1 and MTV, and have been back and forth with VH1 through the years. My last VH1 gig was as one of the producers on a show called That Metal Show, which starred Eddie Trunk and Don Jameson and Jim Florentine. I produced the final season of that, was one of the co-producers of that. And yeah, so I've had a long, successful TV career, but in 2018, it slowed down. In 2019, it really almost ceased to exist, which was scary. You know, here I am, I made great money, and TV paid well, but TV has died. I mean, the people don't watch TV anymore. They really don't. So, I mean, that's an exaggeration. Of course they do, but it's far less than it used to be. I mean, my kids, sci-fi's, I shouldn't say sci-fi because I don't know what their exact overnight ratings are. IFC channel, where I worked for years, struggles to get, you know, 30,000 people to watch the station at one time. When here there's a YouTuber in Australia talking about Fortnite from his apartment, he posts that and it gets, you know, 1 million views in one day. I'm not kidding. Yeah, so, I mean, if you think about it, some of the YouTube videos I post sitting in my minivan, you know, I talk about David Lee Roth, it gets close to 2,000 views. And I mean, here a major corporation, IFC, owned by AMC Networks, can't get 30,000 people to tune into their station. It's crazy. You know, TV back in the day, it was such a powerful thing. It's not anymore, and that's caused jobs to go away It's you know, so anyways, I've struggled with the TV thing, and I'm right now trying to kind of figure it out. You know, Talking Metal's always been a hobby for me. I wanted it to be more. You know, we did have a TV show, the Dolans, who are like this millionaire family that owned AMC Networks, actually, home of Breaking Bad and with Walking Dead. You know, they had a station for a while, which they sold to Jennifer Lopez, called Fuse, and they let us do a Talking Metal TV show version. They're all up there on YouTube, and we had some great guests: Nikki Sixx, Ozzy Osbourne, Glenn Danzig, who else? Slayer, Kerry King from Slayer. In This Moment, you know, it was a great show, but what happened was the president of that network, Fuse, got fired, and of course they got rid of all his shows when the new president came in, even though we had a good rating. And I always say they continued to, you know, we shot the show from late 2007 to like mid 2008, and then they continued to air reruns of it through like literally like I want to say it was up until 2010. John Astronomy would know for sure, but it was crazy. They just kept playing it over and over and over again. So I don't know. I'm just kind of going into the history here. I'm just talking. I don't know if people are following me. No agenda. My stomach's growling. I got to get a colonoscopy. The joys of turning 50. So I'm on like some weird diet for the next 2 days, which doesn't include much, guys. So good way to lose weight, I guess. Have a colonoscopy. Not looking forward to it. Yeah, my stomach is going crazy. I guess I should go eat something. I'm not allowed to eat. I'm like a big vegetable guy. I'm not allowed to eat any vegetables. I can eat meats, but no dairy products and stuff, at least not until I get through the colonoscopy. But where do we go with this, guys? Where do we go with Talking Metal? We got to get the interviews going. I got an interview I'm doing tomorrow. I'm meeting a friend of mine. He's an author, and he's got a new rock book coming out. It's going to be in all the bookstores and online throughout the world momentarily. Big author, John Wiederhorn is his name. He co-wrote Al Jorgensen of Ministry's autobiography, co-wrote Scott Ian's autobiography, I'm the Man, which is a great read, among other things. Louder Than Hell was a book of his, history of heavy metal and hard rock book. So we're going to be doing more in-person stuff. I'm meeting him at a diner, the Chit Chat Diner in West Orange, which has a beautiful view in New York City. If you are in the New Jersey area, definitely check out the Chit Chat Diner in West Orange, New Jersey. I love it. I love it. Yeah, so now I'm working in retail for the first time since I was probably in my early 20s, which is bizarre. I don't like the hours, but I love the job. The job's great. I don't know if I'm probably not supposed to talk about the company, but let me just say it's one of the biggest, most powerful companies in the world, if not the biggest. If you're guessing Amazon, that's a good guess, but no. But, you know, something like that. So I'm working in this store in the mall, Short Hills Mall. So it's I've enjoyed it. I mean, the pay is crap, you know, but I'm kind of feel like I'm starting over. I'm starting life over here. You know, you go through different things in life. You know, somebody moved the cheese on me, you know, it's not there anymore. So I'm taking a step back and doing it and working retail and also pimping our Patreon page. A few new people have joined us. I want to tell you guys, please join us there. Support me on Patreon. My name is Mark Striegel. I do a weekly podcast called Talking Metal. I throw videos up on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/talkingmetal. And I do an exclusive podcast every Friday called The Mark Striegel Show, which is only for the paying customers on Patreon. And you can get that for as little as $2 a month. If you want to buy a Talking Metal t-shirt, please let me know. I have those in stock. They're $20. And, you know, we encourage support of the show because, again, we do this. This has been a labor of love, but I always like to think maybe there's a way to make some money off it. Maybe I could profit off it. And, you know, we pull in a little bit. I don't know. I suppose that at this point, there's a small profit to it. The other way you can support me is use the Amazon links on my website, which is talkingrock.net or talkingmetal.com. There are Amazon links that link you over to Amazon. So when you go to that website, just link over to Amazon and then go about your shopping as you normally would on Amazon. There's no additional markup or anything like that. All right, so let's do some more music here. I'm going to hit this new White Wizard song, which I played before. Again, this is White Wizard. They're back, guys. Love this band.
She's a beauty queen, classic movie scene. Leather and lace with electric greens. Wonder Woman of my dreams. Sticky sweet, peach and cream. Let's fly to the moon. Salvation's coming soon. Radio fire, deep in desire. Lipstick flow, all killing, all filler. I'm flying high again. I'm flying high again. Universe is ours, high as a kite, comets in the night. Burn as a wide, watch your futures ignite. Fireworks exploding, souls of a lady. Let's fly to the moon. Salvation's coming soon. Radio flow, deep in desire.
Brand new White Wizard here on Talking Metal. What concerts you guys got coming up? I got Ozzy at the Garden, Madison Square, that is. Madison Square Garden, Ozzy Osbourne in June. I got Ministry coming up. Always love Ministry. Not a good show if you're like a Trump lover. It's like a Trump bash, that show. But I love Ministry. Great stuff. Cannot wait to see that. But Rammstein tickets. So I'm going to see them for the first time. I'm very much into their album from last year, which is, you know, it's got the kind of techno stuff going on, the metal stuff, industrial stuff all thrown together. And I love this song. This is called Auslander by Rammstein. We'll be right back.
reise viel, ich reise gern. Fern und nah und fern. Ich bin zu Hause überall. Meine Sprache international. Ich mache es gern jedem recht. Ja, mein Sprachschatz ist nicht schlecht. Ein scharfes Schwert im Wortgefecht mit dem anderen Geschlecht. Ich bin kein Mann für eine Nacht. Ich bleibe höchstens ein, zwei Stunden. Bevor die Sonne wieder lacht, bin ich doch schon längst verschwunden und ziehe weiter meine Runden. Ich bin Ausländer, mi amor, mon chéri. Ausländer, ciao ragazza, take a chance. So hab ich mich schon früh gezwungen, dem Missverständnis zum Verdruss, dass man Sprachen lernen muss. Und wenn die Sonne untergeht und man vor Ausländerinnen steht, ist das von Vorteil, wenn man dann sich verständlich machen kann. Ich bin kein Mann für eine Nacht. Ich bleibe höchstens ein, zwei Stunden. Bevor die Sonne wieder lacht, bin ich doch schon längst verschwunden und ziehe weiter meine Runden. Ich bin Ausländer.
It's funny because I posted a video about Rammstein on my YouTube page, which I would love you guys to subscribe to. It's youtube.com/talkingmetal. And I was questioning the viewers, how do you pronounce Rammstein? Is it Rammstein? Is it Ramstein? Is it Rammstein? And I got people responding like all the know-it-alls. They all seem to congregate on YouTube, and the comments on YouTube, they're always dicks, man. I mean, the YouTube community, it's just like far ruder than like Twitter or Facebook, at least in my world. But anyways, everyone was telling me that the proper way to pronounce it is, and I swear, you go through the comments there's like three different ways people are telling me that it is actually pronounced. Somebody said it's R-U-M-M-Steen, Rammstein, which I think is right. But another guy said it's Ramstein. So I think it's Rammstein. But great band. I've always casually liked them for the last 25 years, you know. But this new, like, self-titled or untitled record that they put out, the one with the matchstick on the cover, is great. It really is. So many good songs on it. I guess they had the guy who worked with Muse, produce it. And it's funny because there's little bits of it that do remind me of you, Muse. Not in a big way, but just little hints of that type of sound. Muse, a band I've always loved. You know, I'm like a guy, Radiohead, Muse, Jeff Buckley, I love all that stuff, but I don't talk about it much here on this podcast because we do try to focus on the heavier, traditional hard rock and metal sounds here on Talking Metal. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today. I really appreciate all the support you've given me through the years. And again, if you want more of me, who could want more of this, right? But no, I know some of you guys do, and I appreciate that. There's a podcast called The Mark Striegel Show that you can get for $2, as little as $2 a month, less than your Starbucks, your daily Starbucks, right? $2 a month gets you a weekly podcast. What does that break down to? Less than 50 cents an episode. Gets you that weekly podcast, and it's available through Patreon. Again, it's patreon.com/talkingmetal. You can support me there, and for as little as $2 a month, you will get that bonus podcast every Friday, which I feel like it goes negative sometimes. Like, I'm trying to stay positive. Sometimes I feel, you know, Victory, sometimes he's a little grumpy. I'm a little grumpy, you know, so sometimes I do feel like it turns into a bit of a bitch fest, which is fun, but I do want to try to stay positive with it too. But I know some people like it. They like hearing us two old men complain about things. Anyways, yeah, that's the Mark Striegel Show. Not much of a, that's, I don't know if that's much of a hype of my show that I'm trying to get you guys to subscribe to and pay me to hear. But yeah, so if you do go to Patreon, $2 a month gets you that bonus podcast every Friday. A $5 pledge a month will get you, of course, the bonus podcast, but also a Talking Metal t-shirt. So let's meet up on Patreon. All right, guys, we'll see you there. Thank you.